Well, this morning I want to spend our time visiting just a little bit about something that's pretty important here to our area. It's a resource that we use quite frequently as a great clearinghouse of a lot of different types of information. It's also one where we find a lot of people who have a lot of knowledge in a lot of areas, and it's probably one that you've used in some way, shape, or form over the course of the last several years. And that's Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. We are just finishing up here this week, the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Week. It's time when folks look back and start to appreciate a little bit more some of the resources and opportunities that are provided through Extension in all of Iowa's 99 counties. Of course, Iowa has 100 county Extension offices hosting activities during the week, helping to thank the volunteers, especially who help to contribute their time to all the Extension education efforts throughout the state. While there are a number of paid staff, including those that run local offices in individual counties, along with some of those area extension specialists, it's the volunteers that make a lot of the different programming options happen through Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. And John Lawrence, who's the Iowa State University Vice President for Extension and Outreach, wanted to reach out and mention to those volunteers just how important they are to help support educational opportunities for Iowans as we continue to grow. Statewide, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach has more than 7,600 volunteers who have contributed their time to the different types of programs and opportunities. Now, they list those 7,600 volunteers, and they say that independentsector.org is a place where you can value volunteer time, and they value that volunteer time at $28.54 an hour. So if those 7,600 volunteers each contributed just 1 hour of their time, that would be an investment of $217,000 toward the efforts through Extension. Well, as we well know, most of those 7,600 volunteers probably contributed more than just an hour each. So that number goes up substantially from there. They're glad to have the opportunity to be able to show appreciation for volunteers and stakeholders and colleagues. It's a 99-county campus, Lawrence mentioned, and that connects the needs of Iowans through Iowa State University Extension and Outreach in all of those locations across the state. There are different ways that folks can get involved, and they always welcome new volunteers into the Extension programming. For example, just to give you some quick notes on how some of that is deployed throughout the state, volunteers with 4-H youth development can help to lead 4-H clubs. They can help 4-H youth plan and conduct projects, promote positive youth development, help to support learning and growth opportunities, as well as serving as mentors or helping to support the 4-H program at the county level. 4-H is a program that very much depends on a number of volunteers to make those opportunities for the youngsters happen. Also, master gardeners. They share their time and their gardening expertise as volunteers in community gardens, in city beautification projects, farmers markets, and other gardening efforts as well. There are also master conservationists, and they learn how to apply ecological principles to help people solve conservation challenges that might be related to water, wildlife, and soil. Those are three things that are pretty important to us here in Iowa. Also, several Iowa State University Extension and Outreach offices in the different counties help to support the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. That's one that was recently used here during tax season. That's where certified community volunteers offer free tax preparation and electronic filing for Iowans who fit into the low to moderate income categories. Those certified community volunteers put in more than just an hour of time, as you can probably imagine. They have to go through the certification in the first place, and then once they do that, they spend time with Iowans helping to get those taxes processed. Now, also all across the state, there are 900 elected County Extension Council members, and those folks help to work with decision makers, they help build relationships, and they help select Extension educational opportunities to help address the local issues. One of the benefits of ISU Extension is, some of it sure is dictated through Ames and filters down into the counties. But also they have the ability to tailor a lot of their programming to specifically what the needs are in their local areas. It's part of a federal cooperative extension service, and that's a network of more than 100 land-grant institutions that includes Iowa State University and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, helping to serve communities and counties across the United States. Every county in Iowa has an elected extension council that decides how to support ISU extension and outreach educational programs at the county level. Now, that's just scratching the surface on the way folks can volunteer to help. You talk about volunteers that they use during, say, for example, local county fairs, and that number rises considerably because you don't have county fairs without a solid group of volunteers here in the area. So if you think that you might be able to put some of your talents into helping others through Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, well, during their special week, and they celebrate those volunteers, they are also recruiting volunteers as well. So if you think you might be able to help them out, they would sure appreciate you stopping by the local office in your county, reaching out perhaps through the online website, extension.iastate.edu, and you can find each county office through there, or just make the phone call. They would really appreciate any help that you might be able to provide at any time during the year to help extension projects continue to be important to the area. Also, in addition, another publication here that they recently sent out that I wanted to share just a bit, too, because we're just anxiously awaiting the opportunity for us to really get outside and enjoy. We've had a windy, cool spring so far, and hopefully the weather turning these days into something that's a little bit warmer, a little bit more like spring, and then we can get outside and have some fun and do some things we'd like to do. And a specialist, a horticulture specialist, Cynthia Haynes of ISU Extension and Outreach, provided some little notes here for folks who are thinking about doing some plantings. She says, first of all, if you want to stay indoors, they have a publication that they put out regarding African violets. They said they're one of America's most popular house plants and can bloom almost continuously under the proper growing conditions indoors. They're bright, colorful house plants frequently available at grocery stores and garden centers, and they come in a wide variety of colors, petal shapes, sizes, and leaf forms and patterns. They're relatively easy to grow, but they do require some consistent care. So Haynes has a publication there for you to help you out. Also, another publication, it was with regard to zinnias. They're also a great option for outdoors. One of the easiest annuals to grow from seed and should bloom 8 to 12 weeks after the seeds are sown. A wide variety of brightly colored flowers are commercially available, and she says they're pretty easy to grow and to keep beautiful, so you can find more information there online as well. Also, she mentions annual vines also being a gardening option, especially for concealing otherwise hard-to-hide areas in the garden, like fences and walls. She says vines are ideal for creating a temporary natural screen for privacy against sun, wind, unattractive views, all those things they can be used for. They also create a welcoming habitat for small birds, and you can find more information online about those as well. And in addition, she says for those planning ahead for later on in the season, two new publications that they have offer advice for late season gardening. One outlines several attractive additions to a late season garden, including salvia, goldenrod, and New York aster. And the other offers some advice for growing and overwintering tender perennials, which have to be dug up in the fall and stored indoors during the harsh Iowa winter. Late-season perennial flowers and growing and overwintering tender perennials are those two publications, and they're available also. All of those publications are available free of charge on the Extension Store website. So if you just Google Iowa State University Extension Store, you'll be able to get to that site. Cynthia Haynes, associate professor in horticulture and a specialist there with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, providing some of those notes for you. So if you like to go out and get your hands dirty in the dirt in the backyard garden, and you are not really sure about some of these different options, you can always find some of that important and helpful information on the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach website, and they would be happy to share that information through those publications that are free of charge for you, things you can easily download and print out. So again, as we finish off the celebration of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Week, celebrating volunteers this year, how might you be able to step in and help out. So much of what Iowa State University does isn't just for the youngsters. There's a lot there for youngsters, but also for all of us that live here in the area. Whether we work the land or not, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, a great resource for us, and lots of different ways that you can also be a part of that. Instead of just being a consumer, taking in that information, there might be ways for you to help Iowa State University Extension flourish in your backyard. So consider that and contact your local office if you might be interested in finding out some different opportunities for you to volunteer.